Country Club FM.
What are you shaking over there?
It is, it's jingle bell weather, so why not jingle the bells here this morning?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Those bells are jingling. And a jangling.
Aren't they ever?
Today, Monday, April 9th, it is the Bob Almanac, the 99th day of the year. We're almost into triple digits. Not temperatures, but days.
Well, I was just going to say, wait a minute, what are you referring to?
We're not even halfway to triple digits for our highs. Our normal highs are in the 50s, as you know. I'm sure everybody's looking at that and dreaming. Right. 266 days left to go. This date, 1768, John Hancock had stands all he could stands. He could stands no more. He refused to allow two British customs agents to go below the deck of his ship, considered by some to be the first act of physical resistance to British authority in the colonies in 1768.
So what did he do to him?
That was a good 8 years before the revolution.
Did he push him overboard?
He made him walk the plank, I guess.
Wow.
He fed him some bad shrimp. I don't know. They got sick. They had bad clams. Here, ask these clams.
Planks a lot.
They got sick. 1768, 1865. This was significant in the Civil War. At Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, General Robert E. Lee surrendered his Confederate Army to Union General Ulysses S. Grant. At Wilmer McLean's home, the parlor, not just anywhere, but the parlor of Mr. McLean's home.
That's where business got taken care of.
That and the golf course. I'm surprised they didn't sign this on the golf course.
Right.
The Appomattox Agreement, the armistice, if you will. Grant allowed rebel officers to keep their sidearms and permitted soldiers to keep their horses and mules. Though there were still Confederate armies in the field, the war was officially over, although they were still fighting and battles still went on for months. Because word never got to some of those outlying areas for a month or two that the war was over.
They didn't get the text.
News, that's right. They didn't get the text, or they weren't following on Twitter.
My email was down.
The 4 years of fighting had killed 360 Union troops, 260,000 Confederate troops. So 360,000 Union, 260,000 Confederate, 1865. 1881. Now, if Neil was here, he would give us the update because he is our Wild West correspondent.
Right.
Famed outlaw Billy the Kid, convicted of murder for the killing of a New Mexico sheriff. Trial lasted one day. Kid was sentenced to hang, but funny, Billy the Kid managed to escape.
Yep.
Somehow, someway. He may have had outside help. What do you think?
He would have had to be in a getaway car.
He was eventually shot dead by Sheriff Pat Garrett, famously. A short time later, 1881, 1905 in Duluth. When you think of Duluth, what do you think of?
Cold, Lake Superior.
College hockey champions.
College hockey champions.
How about the aerial lift bridge? Do you think of that?
Oh, I do.
Well, the first aerial ferry bridge went into operation in Duluth. 1905. I don't know if it's the exact one that's there now, but...
Yeah, I would think it would be.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to be up there when it goes into motion and the bell, the horn starts sounding and
there's nothing like that harbor coming in. That's an awesome place.
Especially if it's kind of where you got the fog on the water.
Right.
Or like early in the morning. Yeah. So the aerial lift bridge in Duluth opened this date, 1905, 1940.
The peaceful waters along the shores of Norway are peaceful no longer. It was in these neutral waters that Germany claimed sanctuary for her ships in the traffic of war. The Allies' answer was to mine the Norwegian coast, to force German ships out into the open sea to meet the Royal Navy.
This was a significant event in World War II, Germany invading Norway. It was quite a surprise. Norway was neutral.
Yep.
But didn't
they launch Lutefisk at the Germans? Keep them away.
You know what? And it worked.
It
worked for a little bit. They just didn't have enough. It takes too long for it to soak in that lie.
Yeah.
So
we're not lying.
1940s when that happened. In 1945, the National Football League officials decreed, they just didn't announce, they decreed.
Yeah, big
that
time.
It was mandatory for football players to wear socks in all league games.
Right. Too many problems with athlete's foot.
If you were playing a non-league game, feel free. Go al fresco. Don't wear anything. Don't wear any underwear. Don't do anything.
Hey, now.
Go commando. 1945, you have to wear socks. Now, of course, they really mandate how high the socks are, what the color they are.
Right.
You know, all this stuff. It's really kind of ridiculous.
We call them mid-quad socks. They go halfway up the leg.
So think about that. In 45, they weren't wearing socks. Now the NFL legislates the size, the color, all that, how high they are. 1945, 1959 this date.
These men The nation's Project Mercury astronauts are here after a long and perhaps unprecedented series of evaluations which told our medical consultants and scientists.
This day, 1959, we were introduced to our first ever astronauts. Seven men, military test pilots chosen by NASA to take part in the Mercury program. Wow. And the first manned space flights. That was in 59. And on this date, 2005, they went to the courthouse.
Here he is.
There he is.
His Royal Highness.
Taking his arm.
His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, and Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cornwall.
She's the Duchess of Cornwall.
You know,
I'd rather be the Duchess of Cornbread myself.
Or corned beef.
Yes.
Right. But it's like royalty play-by-play. He takes his arm.
And
he's extended the arm.
And, of course, no Westminster Abbey for them.
And she slapped him.
They basically went right to the registrar's office.
She abruptly slapped him.
Now, you know, the Queen really doesn't approve of Camilla Parker Bowles.
No. And how could you?
How could you, really?
Come on.
She's a commoner. But so was Princess Diana.
Yeah.
So, 2005, she would be the queen consort once the queen, if she ever gives it up, if she ever gives up the ghost, if she ever buys the farm, Prince Charles becomes king.
Right.
And so Camilla is in waiting.
She's in waiting.
Good luck to her, Camilla.
Hello, the lady in waiting, please.
2005. Now we move on to birthdays.
Where does that term come, playing possum? Does that have to do with this animal?
That's this animal. What they do is if they're attacked by a dog or some animal, well, let's say a human being.
Right.
They'll roll over and play dead, and it gives them an opportunity if the dog walks away. Then
get out of my coffee. Get out of my coffee. Get out of my coffee.
Now, the funny thing is, that wasn't the possum getting into Johnny's coffee. It was actually Jim Fowler.
Was it?
Getting into Johnny's coffee because he had a caffeine fit. Jim Fowler of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
He was the guy that always took the hits for Marlon Perkins.
Right. And You know who started that whole running joke where, you know, the whole joke where as Jim Fowler goes and wrestles the yak in heat,
right.
I'll be back here drinking Mai Tais with the ladies. Johnny Carson was the one who started that whole joke,
it sounds like a Johnny Carson line.
That's the one that he kind of started, Jim Fowler. He's still with us.
Wow.
He's 86. She was the mother on Walton's.
You know what Grandpa'd tell you? He'd tell you to get on with it. Go do what you have to do.
Even if it meant leaving the mountain?
No, John, don't leave the mountain. Michael Learned. Basically, she was saying, get busy living or get busy dying.
Who
basically
cuts the grass on Walton's Mountain?
The goats.
Lawn boy.
So Michael Learned is 79 from the Walton. She played Olivia Walton. She was the mother there. So the big question is, so are you a Michael Learned guy or are you Karen Grassley, who was the mother on Little House on the Prairie?
Little Fairy on the Prairie.
They both had blonde hair. They both look similar.
Let's go with Michael Learned. I like her name.
I don't think you can go wrong with either one. So she is 79.
It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. Just wait and see.
Her name is Margot Smith.
Wow.
She's kind of forgotten. She had two number one hits in the mid-70s. This one here, It Only Hurts for a Little While. I probably haven't heard that. We were playing country music at my house.
I always thought that.
In the late 70s.
Her and Donna Fargo should get together. They call it Fargo and Margo.
Well, they were kind of one in the same, in the same era.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
Her other hit was Don't Break the Heart That Loves You is a big hit for Connie Francis. But Margo Smith, many of you may remember her from the 70s. Margo and Fargo. Margo Smith. Mm-hmm. She might be even in Fargo.
She might be.
Margo Smith, 76 today. Here's a little more contemporary artist.
It's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll.
Good stuff.
Heads are gonna turn.
Hal Ketchum.
And his brother Willie. Are you young enough or old enough to remember Willie Ketchum?
I don't remember Willie Ketchum.
He was on with Clancy the Cop.
And it's a great play on words. I mean, Willie Ketchum. Will
right.
he catch him? I mean, it's genius to be able to put that stuff together.
Isn't
I don't know
that
where
amazing?
Where we get that kind of material from.
1960s Twin Cities television.
Hal Ketchum is 65 today. One of I like Dennis Quaid. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
I, sir, do not consider myself Wellington. Santa Anna, however, does consider himself to be the Napoleon of the West. We shall move and wait until he makes a mistake and presents us with his own Waterloo.
Yes. There he plays Sam Houston in the Alamo.
And then ABBA comes in.
Well, yes. Waterloo.
Right.
Of course, Stonewall Jackson had a song, Waterloo, as well.
That's right, he
Waterloo.
Did.
Waterloo. He was talking about Waterloo. That was from Alamo. Flight of the Phoenix, the rookie. He was in the reboot of Footloose. He was the Reverend. Dennis Quaid. His brother is Randy Quaid, right? They're brothers?
Yes.
Randy has fallen on hard times.
Has he really?
His cousin Eddie in the Vacation movies.
He finally had to move out to that trailer in Nevada.
That there is an RV, Clark.
Right.
Don't be falling in love with it because we'll take it with us when we leave in 2 months.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid, 64. Here's another one. Apparently, looks aren't all that important to Paulina Poroskova. She's 53 today. She married Rick Ocasek, maybe the most homely rock and roll singer of all time.
But that boy can play.
But that's all it takes. Paulina Poroskova is able to look through that skinny, gaunt face
right.
of Rick Ocasek from the Cars.
She says, I think your guitar is really sexy.
Model and actress Paulina Poroskova is 53.
I know, I'm 10 minutes late.
Well, I'm 3 weeks late.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. No, Miranda. Tell us it ain't so.
Great line.
Sex and the City. Cynthia, we just talked about her last week. She's running for mayor of New York or something.
Who is?
Cynthia Nixon.
No way.
Yeah, her first appearance was going to be on the Wendy Williams show. That was going to be her big splash moment. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City.
You're a big Wendy Williams fan, aren't you?
I watch it every day.
I know
with the sound down.
Right.
Who needs the sound?
Exactly.
I wouldn't want the sound. So, Cynthia Nixon, 52. Remember how cute she was on The Cosby Show?
No, but I'm not a woman.
Yes, you are, just like I'm a man.
You're no man, you're bud.
Keisha Knight Pulliam, 39.
Kid.
Rudy Huxtable on The Cosby Show. She has been pretty supportive of her former star, Bill Cosby, through this whole thing.
She has. She's been by his side.
She has. Keisha Knight Pulliam is 39. You know, I love vampire movies, right? I've said that before.
You have.
The Twilight movies, a little bit too much.
Nah.
I still watched them because there was there was very much what so. There wasn't enough blood and guts for me.
Right.
There just wasn't enough of that. No, there just wasn't enough blood sucking. That's why you watch vampire movies
right.
for.
And Suspenders.
Kristen Stewart is, and of course, the there was plenty of the pale complexion, though. If you like pale complexion, they have plenty of pale complexion.
Well, say just that go fast, to Roseau, but, Minnesota. You'll find a lot of pale complexion.
There's not a lot of sun there. Kristen Stewart, who played Bella in the Twilight movies, is 29. The voice of an angel.
I'm hearing this weird noise in my ear.
From the heavens. Sometimes I call it canterwalling.
Careful, the glass is going to break.
Jackie Evancho, she's only like 12, as she sings this on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
It was stunning. She was second. She finished second.
This is the voice of a 12-year-old?
Yes.
No.
True. I'm not making it up. I know it. Sometimes I'm hard to believe, but 18 for Jackie Evancho. I can't remember who she lost to. It was maybe the puppet guy. I can't remember.
The puppet girl?
Jackie Evancho is 18. Your turn.
Well, that puppet girl, she was awesome. All right, let's take a look at Gone But Not Forgotten. Born on this day in 1903 was actor Ward Bond.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You.
Well, you appeared in...
Oh, wait.
Bert, you know me?
Oh.
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car pile into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
Bert the cop doing what he does.
Nice. He appeared in several films, including It's a Wonderful Life and Mr. Roberts.
Now, did you know that that's where Jim Henson got the idea of Bert and Ernie?
No.
From It's a Wonderful Life, because there's Bert the cop, and I believe the taxi driver is Ernie.
That's right.
Bert and Ernie.
And he introduced himself Bond. Ward Bond.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Right. Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner, born on this day in 1926.
He just passed away.
Yeah, not long ago. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, famous for those shoes. Carl Perkins, born on this day in 1932.
Honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Oh, no.
You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
When
you take that trip to Memphis, you're going to go to the Sun Records studio, I'm assuming.
You know, also outside of Nashville on Highway 40, the Highway 40 Blues, Interstate 40 is Jackson, Tennessee. And there's the Carl Perkins Music Village. Hopefully they'll stop there.
That would be good. This is the best rockabilly song of all time, I think.
Burn my house, steal my car.
And usually I prefer the Elvis versions of songs, but not in that one.
No, Carl Perkins and that guitar. Comedian Avery Schreiber, born on this day in 1935.
I guess there's a little life left in the old troupe yet, huh?
Yeah. There he is with his old partner, Jack Burns.
Yeah, they were fun.
And I remember Avery Schreiber best in the 70s. He did the Doritos commercials.
He did.
Where he would be eating, or somebody would be eating a Doritos, and then he'd be doing something, like fishing or something, and then somebody would crunch in a Doritos, and he'd fall out of the boat, and then he would grab it, and they would fall out of the boat.
I still have a bag of Doritos from the 1970s.
Well, that was the day when you could actually see the Doritos. They had the clear window.
Yeah.
The clear window through the bag. Now they don't let you see them. You don't know what you're purchasing.
Exactly.
They're still tasty, though.
It's a big surprise. Shauna Naz, Chico Ryan, born on this day in 1948. And Seve Ballesteros was born on this day in 1957. Of course, famous golfer. They are gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah, he's a former Masters winner among other big-time tournaments. Doritos, they crunch. No, they taste as good as they crunch, I think was the tagline of that. There you go. That's the Almanac today, Monday, April 9th, on the Bob FM Morning Show.
Sun coming.